You see that every day that you are alive, every day that you are in your physical reality, and every day that you are walking through the experience that you have conceived of, every day you are maintaining a certain vibration. Now, some have referred to this as the dominant vibration and have said, okay, what you're going to want to do is to look at your dominant vibration and you're going to want to raise it. And we don't disagree with that. We think that's a wonderful thing. Anytime you decide to feel better about anything, you are in effect raising your dominant vibration. It's like the rising tide that will indeed lift all of the boats. But the thing that we want to start this particular series of conversations with is the idea that wealth and well-being, these days and nights of wealth and well-being that you are having, sort of sit apart from the idea of a dominant vibration. It's not so much that you have, you know, this thing that's going on over here that we could call wealth and well-being, and then you have this thing that's going on over here that we could call the rest of your life. It's not so much like that. But what we want to invite you to do, at least for the period of time of these conversations, is to focus more into the expansion of the idea of wealth and well-being that is particular to you. So here today, we want to invite you to think about that. We want to invite you to notice, what does wealth and well-being mean to me? This is a very delicious question to be asking. And perhaps you have asked it before, and perhaps you have a very clear idea of what it is. No matter where you are on the subject, any way that you approach it, whereby you come to the topic with an open mind and a nice sense of curiosity, one of the things that you're going to notice is that this experience of expansion through the topic of wealth and well-being is a very, very powerful one. Not because it's a good topic, not because it's a subject that needs to be addressed, but because if you are listening to this conversation, if you are participating in this expansive interaction with us on a non-physical level, there is something about the topic of wealth and well-being that is meaningful to you. You wouldn't be here listening to this otherwise. So it is our suggestion that you begin this series of conversations by asking yourself the question, what does wealth and well-being mean to me? And to think about the specifics that arise as you think of this. One of the things that you might notice first is your relationship to cash. Dollars, pounds, euro, whatever your currency is that you use. This particular notion of wealth and cash being tied in together is a very delicious thing because, as we've talked about before, we're not discussing money here. Money is sort of how you manage the financial arena and is all based upon the past, looking forward into the future. Money is a topic that can't ever be solved because there is no such thing as money. Money is the concept of finances, which are abstract. Cash, however, is very real. Cash is like broccoli, a little tiny tree of broccoli, and a $1 bill. They both have some meaning to you. You either like or don't like the flavor, the crunchability, what it tastes like with a little butter, salt, and pepper. You have many different opinions about broccoli, but that it is broccoli and that it has a meaning to you is not a question. The same is true with a $1 bill. If we were to hand you a $1 bill, a $20 bill, a $100 bill, and give it to you and say, now this is yours, your vibrational response to that, as we've discussed in many times and many places, is simply to think, yes, this is the thing that I enjoy. I like having this. You may have opinions about it being handed to you, and you may have opinions about what you're going to do with it, but the having of it, which is the key, the metaphysical key to everything that you ever intentionally want to manifest, is found in what that feels like, what the havingness of the dollar, of the $20, of the $50, of the $100, of the 10 euro, of the 50 euro, of the 100 euro, of the 20 pound, of the 50 pound, that havingness, what that feels like, holding the currency note in your hot little hands, that is your clear vibrational relationship to the topic of cash. And for most everyone that we've ever come across, whenever we bring this topic to the table, we've noticed everyone has a very good relationship to the havingness of cash. What has happened, and here we come back to the topic of wealth again, is that many people have been trying to solve the money problem, but not realizing that that's like trying to solve the food problem. Since food doesn't exist, but broccoli and carrots and green beans and asparagus and Brussels sprouts, these things exist. Butter and cheese and milk, these things exist. You can have a wedge of cheese. You can take your butter and put it on your broccoli and cover it with a little bit of salt and pepper and enjoy a tasty bite. And at the same time, when you try to solve the problem of food, you get no traction because there's nothing there. So when you are thinking about wealth and well-being, pay attention to the specifics that arise. The specifics that feel tangled up, you're going to want to do one of two things with, just like we would suggest with any points of contrast. Either embrace the topic, whatever it is, and feel your way into the part of it that you don't like, or consciously turn your attention away from it. We think that if what you're noticing is that the idea of wealth for you involves the having of a lot of cash, this isn't going to be that big of a deal. You may have opinions about how you're going to get it, but in the having of it, you're just fine. You'll probably notice that there's no amount of money that will add or satisfy you, because you can't get enough since there isn't any of it to be had. But that it is very satisfying to have almost any amount of cash at any given moment, particularly if you keep your attention on the present moment. Wealth is not the accumulation of cash so that you have as much as you want to spend at any given moment. That may be how you define it, but that isn't what it intrinsically is. Wealth, as we see this topic, is very real in one sense. It has some amorphous qualities, you might say, like money, but there is something very specific about wealth, and that is your ability to have what it is that you're wanting at any moment that you should want it. Most people will translate that to mean an accumulation of cash dollars sitting in reserve waiting for me to spend, but definitely an accumulation of it. And maybe that is the case for you. But what may be more satisfying to you is the idea that you already have what it is that you are wanting. You may realize very quickly, as you begin to put your toe in this vibrational pool, that you have a very strong and powerful desire to have a lot of cash dollars at your disposal. Yes, indeed. But you may also recognize quite easily, as you put your toe in this vibrational pool, that you already have what you actually want when it comes to wealth itself. Just like well-being. The well-being of your experience, of your physical body, of your place in the world, of what it feels like to be in and amongst your creations, is already established. You are already in a good place right here and right now with that topic. And as good as that is, of course, it's only ever going to be getting better and better and better from here. Our suggestion is that you look at these things and ask yourself these questions. What is it that wealth and well-being means to me? If it means cash, then wonderful. If it means the recognition of what you already have, then wonderful. If it means both, then even better. If it means something altogether different, then that's wonderful too. More than anything else, we want to invite you, as we spend these next several days talking about the nights and days and nights of wealth and well-being, that what we are talking about is indeed actually already happening. On a final note, as we bring this conversation to a close, we want to say this. It is very, very helpful if you will recognize that by brushing up against this topic, you may very well encounter some very interesting and perhaps quite enchanting opinions that you have about what you think wealth and well-being are supposed to be. And if you like those things, then all means are at your disposal to have more and more of those very things indeed. But if you do not like those things, then you also have the means to turn your attention away from them and to make new decisions consciously. The only thing we would suggest is that you not try to reconcile whatever you think it is that is arising that you are not quite sure about or clear about or happy about. And instead just notice that you have some doubts, you have some discord, you have some things going on here that you don't like. And that's okay. The most important thing that you can be doing here is to let the contrast that will arise by giving your attention to the concepts of wealth and well-being rise up and move through you. We would suggest that you do this no matter what. If we were talking about just straight on physical health, if we were talking about the state of your relationships with friends or family or your beloved or whomever it may be, we would still be saying the same thing. Something here is happening that is helpful, and one of the helpful aspects of this is your capacity and your ability to decide what it is that you actually want using the contrast of the experience that is arising. Very, very powerful stuff, this. And we do highly recommend that you use it to your advantage and not get captured, so to speak, by the shimmering, glamorous web that is so interesting to watch and so seemingly, shall we say, seductive to participate in, but is absolutely meaningless and goes nowhere. It's like trying to solve the money problem. You simply cannot, because there's nothing there to solve. There are, however, opinions that you have that have vibrations attached to them that you might very much want to feel your way through. Let them move on. Let those thoughts that are not connected anymore to the topic of wealth and well-being move on. That's what all that contrast is for. That's what it's doing. Now, regardless of how you approach anything or what you bring to the table, let us also complete this conversation with this last thought. Wealth and well-being are yours to have, to experience, to explore, to manifest, to not manifest, to hold back, to hide from yourself, however it is that you want to do that. And there's nothing here that you need to, but there are likely many things that you are going to want to do. And when it comes to the topic of wealth and well-being, you have a massively delicious opportunity here to give yourself exactly what it is that you're wanting. It's that easy. It's that simple. And we do highly recommend that you begin the process, if you have not done so already, of really truly standing in this truth and recognizing that indeed what it is that you want is to have the experience of the manifestation of your version, your specific version, and the best possible version of that, of what wealth and well-being actually means to you. That is yours to have, and we highly recommend that you do indeed allow yourself to actually have it.